And as the results of the Iowa caucuses settle in, we're looking ahead to next week's primary in New Hampshire. Anthony Brooks is senior political correspondent for our contributing station, WBUR. He's up there on the road in the state. And Anthony, can you feel the effects of Iowa there in New Hampshire?
Oh, yeah, you really can, Robin. There's no question. I've been through this cycle a few times. Mm-hmm. And when the candidates arrive in New Hampshire after Iowa, there's this feel of final sprint to, you know, the first primary in the nation, which is a week away. So Hillary Clinton was here at Nashua Community College. She was introduced by Bill Clinton. A lot of energy. This is the most energetic that I've seen her. She expressed a huge amount of gratitude that she eked out a win last night and then delivered, you know, a pretty forceful case that was much more focused on the Republicans, but she did refer to her esteemed Democratic opponent, Bernie Sanders, yeah, and urged voters to really consider who can, you know, who's the most qualified, who has the experience, and who can really make the best case against the Republicans. It was a pretty good show on her part.
Well, let's listen to a little of the sound you've brought us of Hillary Clinton today.
Oh, my gosh, it is great to be here with all of you. And I am so thrilled that I'm coming to New Hampshire after winning Iowa.
Hillary Clinton at Nashua Community College.
You can hear her.
Yeah. I won, although it was a squeaker, you know. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you know, Robin, it's interesting because I spoke to some of her supporters here, and of course they're happy, they're still with her, but a couple of them did say, you know, boy, we wish she had won more convincingly last night. Still, she can claim that she did win, even though it was, as you say, a real squeaker.
Well, right now she's in Bernie Sanders' backyard. So he, of course, the senator from Vermont, he's right there in New Hampshire. So, of course, she called him her esteemed colleague. But let's take a look at the Republican side. John Kasich has been surging there in New Hampshire, barely campaigned in Iowa. Trump coming in a loser, as he would call others. You know, that's his language. Can you feel the mood change around the GOP race?
Well, I'm going to make a prediction just because I haven't yet caught up with the Republicans today. But I think what happened last night in Iowa, you know, is going to change the race here in New Hampshire in dramatic ways. I mean, think about it. I mean, Trump has gone to event after event after event for months here in New Hampshire with these remarkably durable poll numbers. And his appeal to so many of the folks who come out is he's a winner. I'm a winner. I'm going to win. I'm leading here. I'm winning there. I'm winning there. And the question in my mind has always been, will the votes actually reflect those poll numbers? And last night, they did not.
Yeah.
So it really remains to be seen how he's going to deal with that here in New Hampshire. We saw a much chastened Donald Trump last night in Iowa. How's that going to play to his supporters here now that he's back on his heels, engaged in a real three-way race for the GOP nomination with Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio? And then, as you mentioned, they're the governors. Chris Christie, John Kasich, and Jeb Bush, they're not, you can't count them out yet.
Well, but in New Hampshire, he does not have to compete with Cruz for the evangelical voter, which is not as prominent there in New Hampshire, if at all. But just briefly, Anthony, remind us, people can switch parties when they vote in the primary.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So you've got this big block, more than 40% of independents. They can choose a Democratic ballot or a Republican ballot. So that's going to factor in a big way in this race.
Well, Anthony, we met a lot of people in Iowa trying to choose between Bernie and Donald, if you can believe that. Anthony Brooks, WBUR's political correspondent. Thank you.